No one can trace the history of the waltz with absolute certainty. The word waltz itself comes from the Latin volvere, to turn. Couples who were willing to risk a public display of intimacy between the sexes were circling the dance floors before the end of the 18th century. In 1819, Carl Maria von Weber's Invitation to the Dance for piano was probably the model for all subsequent concert waltzes. But of course, it's the Strauss family that we associate most with the Viennese waltz. Papa Johann was a violist and conductor. He was a largely self-taught musician, trained as a bookbinder. He died at 45. His older son, also Johann, became the waltz king. His more melancholy younger son, Joseph, died at 43. The Strausses didn't invent the Viennese waltz, but they developed it into the elegant, complex, and richly colorful form we know. Strauss waltzes are no less than symphonic tone poems. They can evoke a poetic setting, like the Vienna woods or the beautiful Blue Danube, or an entire social order. What more vivid symbol of the Habsburg monarchy than the Emperor waltz? It's a far cry from the beer gardens where Viennese waltzes first caught on. If you've ever heard any of the old recordings by the great Viennese conductors, Bruno Walter, Felix Weingartner, Erich Kleiber, you know what buoyant and magical, even profound experiences the best waltzes can be. Not at all the stainless steel oom-pah-pahs of today's pops concerts. This new Strauss album, which was recorded live at the Vienna Philharmonic's 1989 New Year's concert, gives me some hope for the future of Viennese light music. The conductor is Carlos Kleiber, Erich Kleiber's son. A wonderful musician who doesn't seem to like recording studios or crossing the Atlantic. He made his Metropolitan Opera debut only in 1988. One of his few recordings is his much-admired version of Johann Strauss's most famous operetta, Die Fledermaus. The overture to that is one of the delights of this new recording, as is a selection that includes not only famous waltzes, but such rarities as Joseph Strauss's The Chatterbox, The Jockey, and this one, The Dragonfly Polka. Carlos Kleiber has many of his father's gifts. These performances balance discipline and flexibility. They have that teasing lift on the second beat, that instant of weightlessness most modern orchestras can't seem to get right. Individual moments keep their special delicacy, yet each piece seems built on a large and expansive scale. On some of those old recordings from half a century ago, though, I also hear a quality of tenderness in the playing, a knowing affection for the style that gives the upswings a little more zip, that makes the nostalgia a shade more mysterious and sad. Those old records remind us that some things may be lost forever. Carlos Kleiber, in his moving performance of Artist's Life, proves he's learned that from his father, too.